Welcome to the Gym Lords Podcast, where we talk to real gym owners and share their stories, their trials, and what's working for them right now. To apply to be a guest on this podcast, click the link in the description. Hope you enjoy and subscribe.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Gym Lords Podcast. I will be your host today. My name is Joe Fitzgerald, and joining us on the show is Miss Jamie Schauer of Rock Lake Fitness, coming to you from Lake Mills, Wisconsin. Jamie, how are you? What's going on?
I'm great. How are you?
I am doing incredibly well. I'm excited to pick your brain on this. I'm excited to dive into all that you do day to day when it comes to running this business. Before we do that, I am a big believer in context. And so Rock Lake Fitness, for the people who aren't familiar, who aren't from Lake Mills, tell us a little bit about this gym. Tell us a little bit about this business.
Okay, so Rock Lake Fitness was a dream of mine, I guess, since I was a little kid. But Kenny, the previous owner, he's an 84-year-old man who was basically just the community gym. He allowed people to work out here for $5 if they couldn't afford it. The typical membership was supposed to be $35, but he worked with anybody and everyone. I'm not allowed financially to let people have a membership for $5, but I hope to someday be able to work with people on that kind of context also. But he owned it since 1988, I think, in this facility. And he didn't do a whole lot of upgrades. So for the last 7 months, we've been gutting and changing and just making it clean and getting it back to where it should be, basically.
Yeah. So and so you had taken over an existing business, and that comes with all kinds of pros and cons, of course. We'll certainly get into it. But at the heart of it, this is community fitness center that you will now be putting your own personal spin on. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. Right.
So 7 months in, talk to us a little bit about how we got here in the first place. Take us back. What happened to present you the opportunity to position yourself as someone ready to take over? And what made you want to buy a business in the fitness industry in the first place?
Oh, man. So during COVID, one of my friends had told me she was getting her personal training license. And I was like, oh, I've always wanted to do that. So since you are, I'm going to. So I did it and I got certified. And it was around last October, I had talked to my husband. We have a shop that runs our construction businesses out of at our property. And I was like, can I just open a gym here? And he's like, nah, let's try to find you a place to go. And we stumbled across that Lakers was for sale. It had been for sale for almost 3 years and we had never known it. So we jumped at it. And less than 30 days of me finding it, we owned it. It all kind of just fell into place. Wow. And yeah, it was a very quick thing. So we didn't even really have time to like second guess ourselves. We kind of just dove right in. The facility is two commercial buildings in downtown Lake Mills. And one of the buildings had a pool that was 54 feet long by like 14 feet wide. And my first goal was to fill that in. The previous owner was losing about $700 a month trying to keep it open.
Yep.
And I wanted to be a 24-hour facility. So with both of those things, it just didn't make sense to keep it. I think it was about 4 months of rehabbing that side of the building. And now we have an extra almost 1,800 square feet of floor space for all of the gym equipment.
Okay.
And then slowly but surely we've been working on the other side of the gym, that I guess before Kenny owned it was a hardware store. So it was the lovely pegboard. So there was a million holes in our walls and it looked super spectacular. But we tore all that out and made it just fresh painted plywood and it looks so much cleaner and nicer.
Yeah. And so I speak to a lot of people who have taken over former gyms or taken on a commercial lease that was another business at some point. but it sounds like you're really all in on this, Jamie. You guys, oh, yeah. I'm sure this was not a cheap build out.
No. Well, and thankfully I have an amazing husband who is a jack of all trades. And we've pretty much been able to do a majority of the work ourselves.
Yeah.
So
cause he's just filling in a pool in materials alone is a sizable yeah. investment. That's for sure.
It was insane. Yeah. I was glad that the boys all said, get out of here. You're not helping fill in the gravel.
And so I guess fast forward a little bit. Here we are. Now we have this business. 7 months in, what's been the best part about owning your own facility like this? And what's been the most challenging part about owning your own facility like this?
Well, we only started with about 12 members.
12?
12, yes. A whopping 12 in November.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which we were told we had about 70. So I'm not sure where the miscommunication went there with what they told me I would start with and what I ended up with. But now we're up to like 164. Okay. So
Certainly some improvement, right?
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, the first month was a little scary. I was like, we need people. But word of mouth for us has been great because I haven't done a whole lot of advertising just with the whole remodel and trying to run my other business. It's just all been a lot. So yeah, word of mouth is getting out there that we're the only other competition we have in town is in Anytime Fitness. So I think that helps. They're more expensive than me and they're Anytime Fitness and not
sure.
a small town gym. So,
yeah. And so at least in terms of customer acquisition and the marketing, clearly 150 new members in what was essentially a 6 month window gets us to about 30 people a month on average, at least. A lot of that has come from word of mouth. And I'm sure that there was great PR from the amount of effort and resources you guys were dumping into this to make it a little bit nicer and newer. One thing that I wanted to pick your brain on there was that you said you hadn't done much marketing, well, formalized marketing thus far. Is that something that you plan on rolling out at any point?
Yes, I hope to. I don't know. I feel like I'm overwhelmed a little bit with everything else that's been going on.
That makes sense. There's a lot.
Yeah. And we've had, you know, there's been issues like the furnace blew up 3 days after we turned it on and piping burst the day we bought it.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's just been, I think, like a waterfall of things that we didn't anticipate happening that maybe slowed the process of doing marketing and doing. I was hoping to get into the personal training before now, but now I'm looking at another probably a couple months before that even starts. So
sure. I think that's worthwhile for us to touch on here is there's a lot of moving parts. We have plans to do these things, but
yes,
for you, I guess the biggest priority is creating a priority list.
Yeah.
I think is like, let's get our ducks in a row and figure out what's going to move the needle the most right now. And the interesting part, this model at least, is that there's so many different things that you can do. And so I'm sure it is overwhelming.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, you guys, the successful gyms in this sort of model, they have their bread and butter membership EFT revenue, but we've got personal training revenue. We've got group training revenue. We might do nutrition coaching. We've got apparel, supplements, whatever other sort of retail. And so these things take time and effort and energy to put into place.
Yeah.
For you, at least for now, aside from the maintenance of having a furnace and all of these things, what's sort of the first big target for you? What's priority one, at least as you see things?
The priority was just to upgrade the building. The locker rooms are from the early 80s, so they're pretty, they were milk board and like the green, they're gross. So currently the women's locker room is completely gutted down to studs and insulation. And then as soon as that's done, we'll probably start the men's because that's how we roll.
Of course.
Yeah. Like, you know, they can't have something that the other ones don't have. But yeah, it was just upgrading the facility first. You know, I think that that's going to be a huge part of getting more people here. Everybody loved Kenny, but the place, it used to be known as an old man gym. And obviously that's not where I'm going.
You are not an old man, Jamie. I am not. You are not.
No.
And so renovations becomes the first target, at least. And
yes, that was the first, definitely the first goal was to get all that done.
For sure. And so I think I'm pointing out the fairly obvious here, and we've already sort of touched on it, but these things all cost money. And at some point we want to recoup that and more, right? This is a business at the end of the day. It sounds like it was almost pseudo charity for a little while there, but now at a certain point, we want to recoup the money that we're putting into this and eventually generate some profit as well.
Yes.
What will that, I guess, what will move the needle the most on that? Do we want to focus on growing the membership? And I guess my question there, how big can we, given the space that we have? Do we want to focus on some of those additional services that you and I had already touched on? Is there something that we haven't yet talked about? What's sort of the revenue plan?
I would like to get membership. I'm guessing we could at least get another 100 people here and be comfortable. Even when it's busy, it doesn't feel that busy because there's two separate rooms. And I do think that the personal training side of it will be huge. I've just this week, and then we're on Tuesday, I've gotten 4 texts about me personal training. And I'm so bummed to have to say I'm still a painter. I don't feel like it'd be fair to a client to be a painter and still try to train them, because they require more than that from me. And I don't want to give a half-ass trainer. I want to be fully in.
Yep.
So, but I do feel like that is going to be where the money is going to be more from.
Right.
Just because, you know, people will pay to be told what to do.
Absolutely. And so, like we already said, successful businesses within this model can generate just as much, if not more, revenue from a PT department or a group training department than they do from membership in general. Like you said, membership was supposed to be $35 a month. Whether or not you touch that pricing, this model just is somewhat limited. It's based on high volume, low cost, right?
But yes,
we recoup that in higher ticket services like PT, like nutrition, like group training, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
So that's a big target for you along the way. One thing that I think is important here, you mentioned that you have a whole laundry list of other things going on. And so staffing certainly becomes a topic that's of importance here. Do you have interest in hiring other people to help you with this? And two, is there a timeline in place?
I haven't really thought about staffing. I have thought about bringing in trainers as like a subcontractor, which I'm open to doing that. I don't necessarily want to have employees, I don't think, though. And that might stem from, I've owned my own painting business for almost 17 years now, and I've just been myself. I've managed million-dollar houses by myself, and I just think that I can do it all. I might be proven wrong, but I'm hoping that, especially when I can just focus here, I think I can manage all of it. But until I can, I've got 2 more projects for my contractor, and then I'm hoping to be here 100%.
Yeah. It's funny because I'm sure you have a little bit of perspective on this, but the fitness industry is somewhat of a unique beast, if you will. And so I'm sure there will be plenty of lessons to learn along the way, but your experience as an entrepreneur, I'm sure, plays into that. As you look forward with this gym as a business, what's sort of the big picture here? What's your longer term vision for this?
I don't know. I mean, I guess like it all just happened so fast. I didn't really have a whole lot of time to think about visions. I just want it to be the place that everybody in Lake Mills wants to go to, or the surrounding areas. Like, I have people that come from Waterloo and Jefferson, which are towns that are like 20 minutes away. I hope to help the community get healthier, you know, and stay healthier and stick around. Whether that just be with it being an open gym, or, you know, with me training them, or even, you know, I had a member yesterday text me, can you help me with some stretches tomorrow because I'm having a shoulder problem? And I'm like, absolutely. Let's get her done at lunchtime, because that's when he comes in. I just want to help people get healthier and stay healthier.
Yeah. Another unique aspect of fitness, a lot of people that start businesses, and I'm sure this factored in when you started your painting business, we think about how much money we can make with it at the end of the day. Fitness is so interesting because there's this added layer of intrinsic reward, right? Of course, yes, it's a business. We want to get paid,
right?
Goes without saying. But everyone that I've spoken to, 99.9% of the time, says something along the lines of what you just said, right? I got into this because I want to help people.
Yeah.
Right. And I think we can certainly do that and at the same time keep profit in play.
Right.
Right. Where there's this sort of dichotomy of passion and profit. A lot of the time they aren't as exclusive. A lot of the time going hand in hand makes right. both of them better. And so it'll certainly be an interesting process and see how it plays out for you here.
Yeah.
Moving forward, I think 7 months into your point, you said it's sort of somewhat of a whirlwind. I'm sure that as the dust settles, there will be plenty for you to do here, but we'll have to get you back on another interview here down the road. Yeah. And see how all of that goes. As we run a bit shy on time here, I want to give you the chance to tell people where they can learn a little bit more about this. Is there a website? Is there social media? Where can we funnel people to?
Right now there's just a Facebook page.
Okay.
I have a current member who's trying to help me with the website, but we haven't like totally cooperated on it yet. So eventually there will be a website, but that's not as of yet. So yeah, basically I'm just on Facebook.
Okay. What's the Facebook link?
Facebook got Rock Lake Fitness.
Rock Lake Fitness. Search for it on Facebook and you will find it. Jamie, this has been a bunch of fun. I really appreciate your willingness to share with us the process of taking over and all that comes with that. I think the more willing people are in our industry to have these types of honest and open conversations, the better everybody does. So I can't thank you enough for your time.
Thank you.
Like I said, I'm really excited to see what the future of this holds, and we'll be cheering from you. That's for sure.
Perfect. Thank you.
Absolutely. And to everyone who tuned in today, thank you as well. Don't forget, if you'd like to be notified about future episodes, hit like and subscribe. If you're interested in joining us to talk about your business model within the fitness industry, click the link in the description, fill it out. Our team will be in touch with you soon. And as always, until next time, Gym Lords out.
Thank you for listening to this interview, but don't go anywhere. We still have two more incredible interviews coming right up inside this episode. But if you're a gym owner that's looking to get more clients, keep them longer, and make more money, head to the link in the description of this podcast and schedule a free, leave your credit card at home consultation with one of our business consultants. You see, here at Gym Launch, we've helped over 4,000 gym owners across the world increase their sales, take home more money, and build the business of their dreams. And it simply starts with a phone call. Click on the link in the description of this podcast to schedule your call today. Now, let's head into the next interview.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Gym Lords Podcast. I'll be your host today. My name is Alex Beck, and joining us on the show is Garrick Adams from Fetch Miami out of Miami, Florida. What's going on, Garrick? Welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Alex. Thanks for having me. How's it going?
Of course. I'm doing good myself. Thank you for asking. And I appreciate you joining. I know last week we were actually scheduled to do a podcast and you're over there in Miami. So it's, hurricane season out there. So you had some weather issues, but I appreciate you joining regardless. But perfect. Let's not waste any time here. How did you get started? What is it that made you want to start with owning your own fitness facility?
Well, I've been in the training world for about 10 years now. And Fetch actually started as an apparel company first.
Cool. Okay.
And I kind of got an idea from a friend. They're like, hey, you know, if you want to grow your apparel company, then maybe you should open up a gym and, you know, it'll help grow your brand a little bit more.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how that started. I found the spot that, you know, it was in the neighborhood and I just kind of rented it out and built out a gym. And, you know, a little over a year later, we have Fetch Miami.
Awesome. Awesome. So me and you both starting in kind of the same field, starting apparel companies here, which is a hard business to get into, right? Clothing and apparel in general. Cool. But I would love for you to give the listeners your own elevator pitch of Fetch Miami and the services that you guys offer.
Well, Fetch is a fitness center here in Coconut Grove, Miami. We offer personal training, fitness classes, small group training, and we also offer, you know, outside activities such as like tennis clinics and other sport training just to help grow the brand and give the people in the community that are active just a little more variety of what they can do, you know, in order to just like stay active and keep moving.
Definitely, definitely. So you're offering mostly private training. I know you're diving into that group training space this summer, which I think is really smart. It does give you more leverage, more opportunity to give better services, to, you know, make more money as a gym owner. But cool, cool. So you're sitting at about 25-ish members right now. I do always like to ask, is that a number that you guys want to stop at, or are you trying to hit the gas right now and see some new faces?
Oh man, I'm trying to hit the gas as hard as I can. I would like to, you know, at least have around 100 members running through the classes here by the end of the year.
Cool.
That's the goal. It's not a huge facility, but I think 100 is a pretty good number to have as a goal, and definitely a number that I can hit.
Yeah. Just curious. Do you have? I know most of your members are probably personal training with you. Do you have them pay per class, like class packs, or do you have them on a monthly membership?
Usually packages, okay. Packages for the most part, yes.
Yeah. Why do you choose that direction? Do you think it's just easier for members, right, to want to make the commitment to buy a class pack rather than pay monthly for services?
Honestly, it's just... that's when I opened Fetch, I already had like a clientele list, and that was kind of how they were paying me, so I just kind of rolled that over. I am looking into, you know, just getting into more memberships.
A year started as well. Do you put expiration dates on your class packs?
Yeah, 6 months.
You do 6 months. Smart. I mean, I know even 6 months is a little, you know, I mean, I guess not lengthy, right? But I talked to a couple people, they usually do 2 months usually is the expiration date. And it's crazy to see that once you put the expiration date, all of a sudden people start coming more often. Whereas if you don't have one, you know, they come like once a week.
Yeah.
So it's crazy to see. But one thing that I do like to tell people, even gym owners, that selling by class packs is a little difficult, right? Because if you do choose to sell your business in the future, let's say you want to exit Fetch, sell the company, technically you can't track the revenue if you're selling by class packs. You could only track the monthly revenue, so the monthly reoccurring revenue. So that's like a big mistake that some people make, is that they'll have, you know, as they grow, they'll have 20 grand coming in a month from personal training, and all these people are selling, you know, class packs. So you can't even really mark that revenue down on if you were to sell the business. But cool. So since you do want to see some growth, you know, get to that 100 member mark, what are you doing actively right now to aid that growth process?
A lot of Facebook and Instagram marketing.
Cool, smart.
I'm in the neighborhood putting flyers up on walls. I'm at the park passing out flyers. I'm at the park setting up tables, just like talking to people, letting them know that, you know, there is a, you know, boutique gym in the area that, you know, offers a little something different than all the other gyms offer. I'm just trying to do whatever I can to, you know, just kind of get more eyes on the place and more people in the door.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, community outreach and making yourself known, especially in that first year, always really important so that you have a strong baseline of members, right? A strong baseline of people who like what you're doing. They believe in the process. They like you as a trainer, gym owner. The one thing that I'd say that is difficult about like word of mouth, flyers, even radio ads, it's hard to track, right? It's hard to track where your leads are coming from and hard to make a game plan for growth. Because although, let's say last month you were able to get, you know, 5 members off word of mouth, it's hard to say in the months coming ahead, you'll be able to continue the same rate of growth. So really smart that you dove into digital advertising as well. Do you run the ads yourself or do you hire like a team to help you?
I have a social media manager who we kind of just work together to, you know, put whatever we're going to put out there to the public. She draws everything up and puts it out there to the world for the world to see.
Yeah. And do you guys do like actual Facebook campaigns or is it more so just boosting posts that you have on Instagram?
More so of boosting posts that we have.
You got to try. You got to let her know to try running a campaign. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, what was I going to say? That you should let your team know to maybe at least dive in or try running actual Facebook campaigns through the business manager. It's just business manager. It's a lot more scalable than boosting posts in a way, because once you find an ad that works for you that you could run on a campaign, you could literally scale that to push more leads in at a certain time. But awesome. Have you seen good results from the digital marketing that you have done? Like when the members leads come in, are you able to check, be like, hey, where'd you hear us from? Was it from Facebook? Was it from Instagram?
A lot of the traffic that is driven to the business does come from Instagram.
Okay.
What I was going to say before is the area that my gym is located, it's a very tight-knit community.
Cool.
So we kind of just like, we kind of market in the area.
Yeah.
And it's in the middle of a neighborhood. So for example, like if people are looking for a Pilates class in the neighborhood, you know, they'll get caught in the algorithm, you know, because I also do the Pilates in the park, or if they're looking for some tennis in the neighborhood, they'll get caught in that algorithm because we do tennis in the neighborhood as well. So when I ask someone, like, hey, how'd you hear about, you know, my tennis clinic? How'd you hear about Pilates? How'd you hear about, you know, this gym in general? They'll just say, oh, you know, I saw it on Instagram, an ad or something, or I searched, you know, Pilates or search tennis, and then this is what came up on social media.
Yeah. And what, just curious here, what's like your guys's front-facing offer when you do run ads? Do you guys offer as in, why are people clicking on your ad? Is it because you're giving, you know, free week trial, free transformation trial or transformation challenge? What's kind of your tactic for getting clicks?
Well, it's kind of funny because, like the personal training is not the biggest draw on social media.
The biggest
draw that I get that is getting people, you know, to know about getting people in the door are just like the Pilates in the park, which is outside, and also like the tennis clinics that I organize, which are outside. Those are really popular in the area. So, you know, if someone comes to a tennis clinic and they're like, oh, you know, thanks for setting this up. You know, what do you do? Oh, my name is Garrick. I have a gym here in the Grove as well. We do personal training and group fitness classes. And then it kind of trickles in from there.
Cool. Very smart. And even with the group training, once you get that started, that's one of the best ways to attract members on social media, running plays like you know, 6-week transformation stuff. A lot of people think it's cheesy to do these transformation challenges, but the truth is they work, and people, you know, click on it. They want to see or hear that, hey, in 6 weeks, I could get the results that I want. It's very appealing to them, you know? So even when you start pushing that group training aspect, might be a smart thing to do to run like a transformation play, you know, on social media. But cool, cool. So another question that I like to ask here, just so I have a, you know, idea of how your first year of, you know, gym ownership has been, but what was something that was more difficult than you thought when it came to being a gym owner?
Getting people in the door, man.
Yeah.
You know, you think it all the time that, you know, you have this great idea and that if you build it, people will come. And, you know, that's just not the case. You know, you gotta,
yeah.
There's so much competition out there and you gotta find ways to, you know, set yourself apart sometimes and just, you know, see what works. And it's a lot of trial and error.
So, right. And I think as any gym owner, right, a lot of us kind of get into it from the personal training side. I don't think we expect that we have to be marketers or, you know, have to learn all these different things about running a business when you start a gym. So that's totally okay as well. And, you know, a skill within its own to like be able to look at the things that you are good at that move the needle forward and look at the things that maybe you aren't so good at or could pass to someone else and be able to do that. You know, like if marketing is not your thing, then it's like, who's to say that you should spend, you know, 12 hours a day trying to learn how to market? That's just, you know, a waste of time when you could be out there, you know, getting in the community, meeting members, training people. So yeah, good for you. And definitely not a dream breaker, but something that you don't see coming, how difficult it is to get members in the door. What is your process though for when you do get an interested lead? Let's say someone from Instagram, they see your gym, they're interested, they come in through the doors. What's your process to turning them into a paid member?
Really depends on, you know, what they're looking for. If they're looking for personal training, I would like to sit down with them, you know, have a chat, you know, and see what their goals are and, you know, what's the best way that I can help them achieve their goals. That's pretty much what it comes down to. It's just like me just finding solutions for anyone who comes into this door, you know, help them reach those fitness solutions, those fitness goals.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, everyone's going to have different goals or a different reason for why they walk through your door. So even as a boutique facility, that's like how you make yourself stand out. You know, you probably have 5 other gyms in your area that their tactic is to price gouge, to stuff as many people in as they could. So really the way you make yourself stand apart is maybe by charging more, giving better service, being there for your members, really making them feel like you care. So very smart, but cool. So another question that I like to dive into here is that if you could have your idea of a perfect business, let's say you have like a magic business wand and you could have your business be in the exact position that you want it, what would that really look like to you?
That would look like me with a reasonable amount of, you know, PC clients,
yeah.
Private clients, but also just like a consistent flow of, you know, just quality classes that, you know, people in the neighborhood and people in the community are going to enjoy,
yeah.
And they're going to, you know, like coming to when they're going to want to tell their friends about, because, you know, they're going to get a different experience here than what they're going to get at, you know, an Equinox or an Anatomy or something like that. So I want to, you know, create a good fitness experience for anyone who, you know, comes to Fetch. I want them, yeah, to leave, you know, with a smile on their face, knowing that, you know, their trainer really, you know, looks out for them. They enjoy being here, you know?
Mm-hmm. And what do you think is like the biggest bottleneck that I guess you're facing right now from getting to that point of growing your membership, having the amount of members you want, the amount of private training clients, because you do have, you know, somewhat of a marketing team as well. So what do you think is that bottleneck for you from getting to that point?
I mean, actually, I wouldn't say that I have a marketing team.
Okay.
I'm kind of wearing all the hats right now.
Yeah.
So that's That's been a bit of a struggle for me in itself because I don't have such a, I don't have a background in marketing.
Right.
So I'm just kind of, I think better marketing strategies would help me, you know, scale a little bit more and at a much better rate than, you know, where I'm at right now.
For sure.
A little more organization, you know, coherent messages that are going out to the community and to the public.
Yeah, definitely. And what do you think, I mean, what do you think it would change for you if you are able to have like a lead generation system or be able to have a marketing with consistent leads coming in?
I think that would get people in the door. Yeah. And then once they're in the door, then we can wow them with our services, you know, and with our experience with, you know, that.
Definitely. And I did want to touch a little bit on, you know, at least what your goals are here for the next 6 to 12 months. I know you just opened your facility. You've been seeing some good rate of growth, which is super cool. Where do you see yourself in 6 months or even, you know, your first year's coming up here or just past in April, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So in the next 6 to 12 months, what would you say is your goal for your facility?
In the next 6 to 12 months, I hope to have a consistent flow of, you know, classes throughout the week that people are coming to.
Yeah.
That's the goal. I want to get these classes going. I want to get these memberships rolling so that people, they don't just come for, you know, one class a week, but they're coming, you know, 3-4 times because there's so many different options of things that they can do with a Fetch membership.
Yes, sir. And definitely possible too. I mean, it seems like,
that's cool.
Yeah, and definitely possible. I mean, you're in year one here and it seems like you guys provide, you know, a good service. You know, you have some other trainers there as well, but perfect. I think that is a pretty good place to start to wrap things up on this episode, Garrick. But before we do sign out of here, please give a shout out to, you know, your website, Facebook page, Instagram page, just so the listeners could find some more info on you and your gym.
Yeah, you can find us on Instagram and on Facebook at Fetch_Miami. Our website is gofetch.org. And yeah, man, if you're ever in the Miami area and you're looking for a place to work out, come check us out. We're, you know, it's a cool little spot in a cool little neighborhood in Miami.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And I'm actually going to be down in the Miami area August, I'm thinking. So definitely maybe I'll stop by. But I appreciate it, Garrick. Make sure you guys check him out. Garrick Adams from Fetch Miami out of Miami, Florida. As for the listeners, don't forget, if you want to be notified about future episodes, hit like and subscribe. If you are interested in joining us to talk about your business model within the fitness industry, click the link in the description, fill it out, and our team will be in touch with you soon. And as always, until next time, Gym Lords out.
Thank you for listening to the podcast so far. Don't go anywhere. We still have another episode coming right up, right after this word from one of our sponsors. The Gym Lords podcast is sponsored by Prestige Labs. Prestige Labs is the first and only nutritional supplements company built by gym owners for gym owners. Prestige Labs solves the problem that all gyms have experienced, the broken inventory model, low commissions, and even lower quality products. Prestige Labs provides 100% drop shipping, zero inventory, PhD formulated high quality supplements for you and your clients. The goal is simple: cover 100% of your rent while never sacrificing your integrity. To learn more, or to become an affiliate of Prestige Labs for free, apply at affiliate.prestigelabs.com. That's affiliate.prestigelabs.com. Double your client results, double your income. You can head to affiliate.prestigelabs.com to become an affiliate for free. Now stick around for the rest of this episode.
Use coupon code GYMLORDS on prestigelabs.com for 20% off all future supplement orders.
All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of the Gym Lords Podcast. I'm your host, Austin Montero, and today we are joined by Suzanne and Jane from Suja Fitness and Personal Training in Roebling, New Jersey. Ladies, how are we doing today?
Doing great.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you for coming on and spending some time with us and sharing your story. Suja Fitness, right? Newer business, we'll say, started this during the pandemic, so I'm sure a fun time to start the business. Let's go back in time a little bit to the to, you know, to that time when you were deciding, hey, we're gonna do this, we're gonna make this a thing. What was your initial goal from a business perspective in going down this path of entrepreneurship with your gym?
Sure. So, I mean, I think it started, it's really interesting, you know, where other businesses were kind of closing down, we decided to start our business during the pandemic.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit different. So what we did was, we were kind of, when we had gotten certified, we decided that, you know, we were just sitting around, we're all sitting around. And Jane and I are both teachers. So we were like on our butts all day. We were like, oh, it's just terrible. Like my body hurts. We need to get moving.
Right. And
we were certified, we really did nothing with it just because of, you know, the turn of events.
Sure.
So we decided to just like start brainstorming. We sat down one night and we were just brainstorming, like, how could we, you know, start our personal training business? So we decided, you know what, let's just like reach out to all the people that we know. And we all were kind of like in our own pods, right? Like, so maybe like I hung out with four people and she hung out with four people. And like, we all felt safe in our own pods during the pandemic.
Yeah.
So we were like, you know, I'm sure like other people have their pods. So we'll reach out to some of the people that we know.
Right. And
we came up with this thing called Six Cubed, because we're teachers and we're nerds. So we're like six people, 6 feet apart, six stations. And we designed like, you know, basically a hit where the people would go around to each of the circuits, and there would be like hand sanitizer at each of the stations, 6 feet apart. And we went to people's houses, and that's how we got started. And believe we're pretty busy during the pandemic.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. So awesome to hear you started this when a lot of people are closing. So kind of a good pivot, so to speak, right? And finding a good avenue for your business. So you started in people's houses, and we've moved now to your own physical space, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Talk to us about why you chose the space you did. What was the reasoning behind that? And give us also kind of a virtual look at the place, if you could.
Sure. You want me to? Yeah.
Go ahead. Tell
the
story.
So actually, you know, when we were going to people's houses and we were doing that, and then we started to get like a little too busy.
Yeah.
We were working at people's basements and backyards. Yeah. And whatever, and we needed, like, we were talking and we were like, we really need a space, because we're carrying our equipment around from place to place, which is fine, we don't mind doing that, but then the basements were getting a little too crowded. So we're like, you know what, let's like start looking for, I live in Bordentown, New Jersey, and so it's like basically a very small town, 1 square mile, and so I've seen like other businesses where they do shared spaces, so I started looking for shared space. But like there wasn't really anything in Bordentown. We needed like a little bit more room. And I was talking to a friend of mine and just like telling her about like our mission and how we really believed that we wanted to, you know, create a business, you know, that Jane and I wanted to create a business for like basically actively aging, and, you know, telling her our mission statement. And she was like, oh my God, I love that. She's like, actually, I started, you know, because she owns a preschool. So she's like, I actually had a soft opening because of the pandemic. She's like, I have a whole extra space. She's like, I'm gonna take a look at it. So it turns out that she's renting like 2 units in the building in Roebling, far from us, where it's about 10 minutes, you know, from Yardville or Bordentown, New Jersey. We're just like basically using her space. So we're sharing space. It's like a whole suite.
Awesome.
So then it was close enough that the people that we were seeing, they actually started then to us.
Beautiful. Yeah. So yeah, it's always hard finding a space, especially right now. Like real estate market is tough, right? Especially for like a gym type thing. And I told you guys, I'm kind of close into Connecticut. It's not, if you wanted to open a gym here now in my town, you couldn't. There's nowhere to put anything.
Yeah, nowhere to put it. Yeah.
Definitely hard, and the price is like through the roof, right? So definitely hard to find it. Now, based on your model, tell the listeners, if you could, this model you guys run and the services that you do offer there at Suja.
Okay. So what we're doing is we are reaching out mostly word of mouth, social media, starting with people that we know. And we're encouraging that one-on-one, where we can work with people one-on-one so that we can teach them. We're looking at the over 50 crowd. Most of us are over 50. And Suzanne and I are lifelong
worker out or workout we always have. So we feel that the benefits of staying active through your, you know, 50s and on are, you know, definitely, definitely worth it to keep, keep you moving, injury prevention, that kind of thing. And so we focus on teaching our clients what they need to know so that they can exercise safely and that we can modify regardless of, you know, any issues that they have, knee replacements, bad backs, whatever their issues are, we're really in tune to that. Right. And they appreciate that because they can come into the class, they can be successful, they can do basically everything with the modifications and they feel very successful. And, you know, they keep coming back and we love that.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. And it's awesome you have like, you have that target market, right? So we know like our clientele that we're appealing to or that's appealing to us, either way is good. And then marketing towards them is key. So you said a lot of word of mouth you guys have used to this point in time and some social media, right? What has been like, let's talk about both of those separately. So first, like word of mouth, is there any ways you've been able to kind of systematize that or get the most out of that kind of approach?
I mean, I think the only thing that's kind of working for us so far is that we have them like bring a friend and we like little events here and there, bring a friend. Sometimes we like focus it around like eating and drinking. So there's no like,
it works. Yeah.
And like hang out with us,
right.
Try to just spread the word. I mean, you know, I think that, you know, it sounds like you've been in the fitness industry for a really long time and I've been in it for, you know, quite a long time, even though that we are teachers, we've still like always worked out and I used to work at a gym, but I feel like that particular part, that demographic of like 40 and over is reflected in the way that like when you just join a typical like box gym or you join a gym, like there's really no one that focuses on the aging population. And like say, you know, that not that we're not capable or strong, but like we have different motivation for working out.
Right. And
we also feel very left out. So when you go into the gym and you're over 40 and you have got like some aches and pains, or maybe you haven't ever worked out and now you're trying to, your lifestyle because you've got, you know, older kids and you see like the future, oh, I got to chase my grandchildren around. These really don't have any support, right? And these women, a lot of these women and, you know, and men too, but, you know, women are going to gyms kind of just like floating around from machine to machine and not really like understanding what they need to do. I also think that there's a huge, like our niche is really, for me, like, I think like just being, you know, over 40 and looking at like women's like slowing metabolism and their loss in like bone density and muscle mass and things like that. So we like to focus on like corrective exercise, balance, stretching, you know, nutrition, as well as strength training.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we try to send that message as we're like, you know, when we have our little gatherings and we have our, you know, our little events that we put together, that whenever we meet somebody new, we like talk to them about like how important it is for them to incorporate exercise in their, you know, their fitness longevity, right?
For sure. So yeah.
Trying to spread the word. And that's like starting from this very like kind of grassroots, like, you know, very organically driven message that, you know, with our, I think our generation, maybe they didn't start off like exercising and it's never too late. And that's what we really want to, that's what we really want to drive home to the people that we're in contact with.
And I think that's special about our group too, is that we almost always go to classes with our members. So one of us is leading the class and one of us is usually, you know, walking around with them, or it's a really small group and they're a little, you know, further along, we might be working out with them.
Important
for them to see that, you know, we don't give them anything to do that we haven't already tried ourselves.
I think that's clear for sure.
You know how it works. And we also do something kind of that I think they've all appreciate, is we hang up signs. We tell them the names of the exercises, we tell them what muscles they're working, and we make that connection between, you know, what they're doing and why they're doing it. And so I think that they really do appreciate that. You know, they'll read the sign first and they'll be like, oh, okay, you know, is that this? And we say, yeah.
How you do it. So. And, the reason why we do that is because we're trying to educate them as well. So a lot of our clientele, like we, that's our niche. We focus on like education as well, just because I think that it's the buy-in, right? It's part of like really like being educated and knowing why you're doing something helps with retention.
1,000% Yeah. Education is key. And especially we can use that now on social media and educate and like out educate our competitors, so to speak. So we talked about the word of mouth. Is there any way you've been able to use social media yet, or are you guys planning to use that maybe in the future with organic advertising and paid advertising?
So we haven't, you know, like I said, we're actually, you know, we're very new. So we haven't like, we haven't paid for any advertising. We've done some like, you know, kind of community, you know, festivals and things like that, so that we kind of spread the word that way. As far as social media, we post every week. We post like either like just messages that we want to send out, motivational quotes, pictures of ourselves working out, so that people can see like, oh, look at like, I can do that. She's like 50 something or, you know, like a little, you know, overweight and still like trying to like, you know, kill it there, you know, in the world. So we post pictures of ourselves, of members. We do that for Facebook and for Instagram. And then of course we, you know, we're constantly just trying to, you know, just reach out to people along, you know, however we possibly can.
Sure. Yeah. It's awesome. Yeah. And it's a great way to get the word out. And I'm sure you guys will add more of that as you go. Now with, you're still both teachers, right? Currently?
Yes.
That's awesome. My girlfriend's a teacher as well. So how do you best manage your schedule with teaching? Because I know it's a full-time deal, right? A lot of hours. And then having the business. So is it, obviously you're just doing things at night, not during the day, during school. How does your schedule work day to day with teaching and then also with the business of the gym?
Good question.
Yes.
But somehow it's working.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, between the two of us, since, you know, we are teachers, we can, our schedule is a little bit flexible in the way that like, at least we're done at like 3-ish, right? Sure.
Yep.
So what we try to do, so we just run classes, as many as we can, available slots from like 3:30 on. And then wherever we can, we just like fill up the weekends too. So we have classes on the weekends as well.
Nice.
It's, you know, it just seems that like our clientele can't come like during the day anyway, because we have like working moms and, you know,
teachers,
a lot of teachers.
There you go.
And so the schedule for us works out. We just try to like, you know, we're hoping as we become more busy and the business grows that like those slots will continue to fill, but we always have them open and offer like, hey, if you got, you know, we always say it to anybody who comes and, you know, joins or takes classes or buys like a package, we'll say, listen, if you have a group of people and you want a slot, we can make it for you.
Right.
Sometimes works out too.
Yeah, for sure. And especially when we're new and growing, it's, you know, we got to be aware of the clients and try to help them as much as we can. Now, with that being said, so we have our classes going on, we got some personal training. Are there any other ways right now that we're able to, you know, everybody goes out, we buy workout clothes, we buy supplements, we buy meal prep, nutrition. Any other ways that you're able to get your members to pay or increase their average revenue per member, minus just that group membership model pricing structure? So basically other services you can add on to increase average rate per member.
Yeah, we have thought about that. And that is something that we will, you know, consider going down the line.
Okay.
I think we're both actually, you know, kind of close to retirement. So we'll have, you know, maybe a little bit more time to.
What is that? Is that 25 years, right? You get full retirement, 25? Yeah.
It is 25 years, but, you know, I mean, there's a lot of other things to consider, but
sure. Yeah.
Certainly, there's so many options, so many other things that we can do, you know, doing that, you know, we have good ideas. You know, we have our little water bottles with our,
that's what I'm talking about. There we go. Yeah.
Well, you know, just for ourselves and our banners and our card magnets and
Are you guys in the gym now or are we at school right now?
We're in my house.
Yeah.
House even better. Third option.
Work. My sign.
Yeah. Work, gym, home. That's all there is, right? That's the only places I go. So that's those are my three places. So It's always been said, you know, relatively newer, doing, you know, running a lot of classes after school, after work. What is up, like, the next 12 to 18 months for you guys from a growth perspective? Where do you want to take this business over that course of time?
So, I mean, I think that we really focus on the small group now. And I think that's really great because of the fact that it really meets the needs of our clients, because like we said, we're focusing on form and function.
Right.
So it's very personalized. I would like to really have us focus a little bit more on building up that personal training. Just because of the fact of that we have, this is our second job, and you know, it would be better for us financially to really focus on that, and then build up the you know, the smaller classes. So what we've been trying to do is that whenever we have a client that's, you know, that talks about the one-on-one training, we keep them for a while until we really built a strong foundation as far as like their form and their strength and their mobility, stretching and things like that. That's in place. And we're like, okay, so now if you want to come into the small group classes, like, we know that you can be safe while working out. You're not going to hurt. Like, that's the whole thing. We don't want anybody to hurt themselves. We want them to, like, you know, work with intention. So
yeah,
that's really important. And then I really like to focus a little bit more on the nutrition. I'm a nutritional as well, certified by NASA. So I want to really focus on that. I think that our age group also has an issue with our slowing metabolism. So I really believe that, like, counting macros and understanding, like, what you're putting in your body and how your body uses it is also a huge part of longevity and being healthy, and also feeding your body so that you can continue to be strong and work out. Yeah. So focus a little bit more on that going forward as well.
Yeah, I think that's two great things, PT side of things, nutrition side of things. You know, you cannot work a bad diet, obviously. And like, there's so much, you know, bad information out there about nutrition nowadays. There's so much like fake food, so to speak. So like, yeah, I think it's, especially for this age group, right, that we're targeting, I think it's super, super important for sure. How, I skipped over this before, but before we end, I want to kind of talk about pricing, right? Like, it's a key thing in our industry, how we come up with our pricing structure from the group class to the PT to any ancillary services. How was that process for you guys to develop your pricing setup? Was it based on other gyms or something you guys came up outside of that?
Yeah, so I mean, we looked at what we felt our clientele was comfortable doing, and we wanted to offer them something that they could be consistent and be affordable to the point that they would be consistent.
Yeah.
So we originally we started it with the small groups and the pods, and you know, we said, hey, if you can guarantee a group of six people, then this is the price per person, and if you only have a few less, so we sort of started like that. And then when we got a little bigger and we picked our name and we started our website, we came up with some packages. So the longer the commitment, of course, the better the result, and the longer the commitment, the little bit more of a discount that you get.
Makes sense.
For that, so I think that's a pretty basic model.
Sure.
You buy a package, and you know, like Suzanne said, you throw some one-on-one training in there depending on the time that you have for that. So I think it's a pretty basic
And I think that one of the things that we noticed that really works is like having it timely. So we had like we have specials here and there where it's like $49, but you have to like use it in 30 days. So that makes it so that there's like a little bit of pressure to make it like, we're just trying to establish habit, right? Yeah. If we can get them to come in and they'll be like, listen, we, you know, take three classes a week. You've got, you know, you can do, you know, the small group, the, you know, we call it build and burn, which is basically like a HIIT class with some low impact cardio in between.
Okay.
We have that. And then we have booty yoga on, which is like a, you know, the, it's like stretching and also cardio mixed in with yoga moves. So we have all that. So we're just thinking that like, if we could get them to establish habit, and then at that point, then we can hopefully, you know, meet their needs and they can start to see results and then make them lifelong members. So, you know, so we just try little packages to get them so that they, you know, can come to class,
they feel like there's a little bit of pressure, build that habit, and then we sell, you know, and then we just sell classes, you know, in chunks, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it totally makes sense. And I like that word habit there is everything, right? It's build a habit for people to make it fun and enjoyable. Cause like if people have fun and like, I think if it's like akin to play, if that makes sense, like people will do it, right? If they like to do it, they're going to come back. The discipline will be there and they'll come.
Yeah. Building a community is really like having them feel like they're part of a community is
yeah,
like,
huge.
You know, we all like, we call ourselves the warriors, the workout warriors. And that's, yeah. We all really support each other. And even if like, we're all on a, you know, I have them all on a group text. So this way, if Jane and I are like, you know, we're throwing a class or it's last minute, we're throwing something, a new class in there, whatever, then they'll be like, hey, you know, yeah, I'll go, you pick me up, you know, like, or So, you know, that's super important. They all feel like they're part of a community and that's what you need. Like, you know, we're all busy in our lives and especially like, you know, you're getting older, you have 3 kids or, you know, a bunch of, this one's going to soccer. This one, it's all about like trying to, you know, remind each other to take that time out for yourself and to take care of yourself so that you can be there for your loved ones, right? For
1,000% agree. And I think that's the best part of what we get to do with gym owners and trainers is like build that community around something healthy, you know, and to have especially after the past couple of years, people I think are really kind of, you know, searching for that community outside of their house or of work. So like you get to do this in this field and love that you guys are doing that. And yeah, really cool to hear. So I think it's an awesome place to wrap this episode up. We're just about out of time. Where can our listeners find you? Website, social media, all that good stuff so we can follow along.
Yeah. So, you know, we're in Roebling at 1301 Hornberger Road in Roebling, New Jersey. So we're there. We also like travel to people's houses. Like I said, if they have a pod, we do that, which is great. I think it's like, you know, really convenient. Instagram, we're Suja Strong One on Instagram. And we have a website is Suja Fitness and Personal Training, GoDaddySites.com. Have a Gmail on our website and can contact us through Gmail.
Yes, you just from gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And that's it.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Facebook is Suja Fitness and Personal Training. Yeah.
Suzanne, Suja Fitness was taken on Instagram. We had to go with a one next to that on Instagram.
That's cool. It's because we're number one.
Yeah, I like it. I was like, there's no way somebody has that name. I like it. I had to ask. So like, no, very cool. I love it. So yeah, it's great. I love it. So, hey, thank you so much again. I appreciate your time today. And I know schedule's crazy, teaching, running a business. So hats off to you guys and I wish you continued success. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. You got it. And listeners, we appreciate you guys as well. Please hit like and subscribe to be notified for future episodes. And until next time, Gym Lords, we are out.
Thank you so much for listening. If you found this content valuable, here's 4 ways we can help you grow your gym for free. 1, grab a free copy of Alex Ramosi's best-selling book, Gym Launch Secrets, at alexsbook.com. 2, join our free Facebook group at alexsgroup.com. 3, if you're a gym owner, you can apply to be on the podcast by emailing us at podcast@gymlaunch.com. 4, leave us a 5-star review so we can gain access to more gym owners and bring those lessons back to you. And as always, tap that button and subscribe to this podcast for more.